Football Hero Blob Special Episode, Blob versus Obama. And now, the President of the United States of America.
Welcome, America. I am Obama. I will shit on America.
Sarah, please stick to the teleprompter.
I am announcing where by executive order. Where is it? I now own the internet. Don't use it. It's mine. Where is it? Where?
Yeesh, turn that TV off, Hero Blob.
Okay, Chili Pepper Man. Why'd you use my full name? You barely ever call me Hero Blob.
It's the beginning of the radio play, so I have to make sure the audience knows who you are. Same reason you addressed me by name a second ago.
Oh yeah, I guess I did. I don't even think about it anymore, it just kinda happens naturally.
Sounds like you've been in this business too long, Blob.
Well, weekly radio episodes can be a little time-consuming, but at least I'm not the one who has to edit them.
Yeah, that would suck. And writing them. Ugh, imagine the hand cramps. Well, anyway, let's get back on script.
Yeah, I just turned off the television.
I can't believe that guy. He owns the internet now? How am I going to buy my cinnamon flavor atomic candies? You can only get them from Amazon.net.
Yeah, and how am I gonna surf on my MyTab tablet device or buy books on my Amazonia Matchstick e-reader?
I blame you for this, Hero Blob. In case anyone didn't catch your name the first time, Obama never sounded this crazy before you confronted him a couple of years ago.
Are you kidding? I saved America from Milanese terrorism.
Oh, really? And how exactly did that happen?
Well, it all started at your house, actually. You had Blush Rimbaud on television. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Well, since Hero Blob, the star of this story, is basically narrating everything himself, I'll just point out as your series narrator that he's now entering a flashback.
I'm going to make my famous spicy chiles rellenos, Blob. Will you be okay in there?
Yeah, I'll just watch some TV.
Okay, just don't turn into any liquids. I still haven't gotten the olive oil stain out of my couch.
Sure, destroy my way of life. Yeesh.
You know, you low-information voters, do you even know that your president is a Milanese terrorist from Africa? Open your eyes!
What? Terrorist?
He was born in Indonesia. He flew here on a witch's egg, and he brainwashed America to get a position in the White House. Do not re-elect this man. I just wish someone would get the guts to ask Iraq Hussein Obama, where is it? Where's the birth certificate?
If there's anything I have, it's guts. I've got a whole gut collection at home. I'm gonna get this guy to show me his birth certificate and get to the bottom of this. Blob, flight power, activate.
Well, Blob, the jitties are ready. What? What happened to my ceiling?
Moments later, a man with huge glasses, a brown houndstooth suit, and a freaky-looking face walks up to the back of a crowd at an enormous Greco-Roman peristyled stage.
In my disguise as intrepid reporter Bob Normalsman, I'll never be recognized. No, listen in and wait for my chance to ask.
These events, these circumstances, these occurrences have caused concern, have caused difficulty, have caused consternation. But I hope that we can change into people who believe in the hope of changing for hope. You can read all this in my new book, The Audacity of Trying Too Hard.
This is definitely the guy Brush Rimbaud was talking about. Greasy ears, trying too hard collar and tie combination, stupid grin. He's definitely an African terrorist from Milan.
And now we will open up the floor for questions. Yes, miss, in the front row.
Is it true that you signed an executive order last week giving the power to indefinitely detain the entire nation on suspicion of terroristic threats if they don't re-elect you this November?
The Defense of Presidential Fidelity Act is not relevant today. The more important thing is that I have today signed an executive order making it legal for chinchillas to marry in all 50 states. It is law.
I don't think you answered my question.
I'll remind you that prejudiced people who don't believe in the rights of chinchillas to marry will be killed with predator drones. Yes, you there in the back.
I only have one question for you, President Obama. Where is it?
Where is what?
Where is the birth certificate?
It is time for me to go. No more questions.
Obama rushes into the White House, dropping into a heavy leather armchair.
Oh, I'd like some tea, Luby.
Yes, sir, Mr. Resident.
What day?
What happened, Mr. Resident?
Oh, nothing to concern someone like you, Luby. Now, fist pump, time.
No, I don't like the fist pump.
Don't be ridiculous. They taught me at Harvard that all the street people like this.
I'm not street person, Mr. Resident. I have job and education.
When I was community organizer, I found several people like you dead from a predator drone.
Si tu prostitutas o mozuelas, señor presidente.
I'll assume that is Mexican for fist.
Yeah, okay.
That's better. Now, time for a relaxing cup of tea. Luby, this tea is moving.
Where is it?
Look up, Mr. Resident! The tea is alive!
Oh, my gosh. The tea is forming into the shape of a man. I'm
Darwin.
Going to show me your birth certificate?
Out of here.
Well, it was nice to meet you, miss. I don't know how you live with that guy.
Me neither, but better the drone, you know.
I'm not sure I follow.
The president runs down the hallways of the massive presidential palace, the White House, towards a huge imposing steel vault door.
Mr. President! Secret Service Steve reporting for duty! I've got a battalion of men here for you to command!
Where were you earlier?
Secret Service Union rules, President Obama! We had to have a 3-hour lunch break, sir!
No matter. Guard this door with your life. No one in, and no one out.
Sir, yes, sir! We'll do our duty, sir!
Good. Fist pump.
Sir, yes, sir! Fist pump! Yeah! America!
Yes, I too like America. Honest. Now, remember, no one in and no one out.
Yes, sir! Yeah! Oh, yeah! Boorah! Yeah, yeah, yeah! Here we go! We defend the president! Yeah!
Phew. I've made it down into the presidential bunker. No one can access this place. I'll finally be safe. From that, blob. Oh boy. This is a lot of stairs down. Ooh, I can finally relax and use the presidential toilet. Like Martin Luther King would say, what does a guy have to do to get the plumbing fixed around here? Oh no, a column of sewage water. It's forming a spooky face like some fearsome phantom fountain.
Where is it? Where's the birth certificate? Show it to me!
Blob, again. That's it. I'm the president of the United States, damn it. You can't do this to me.
Until you show the people of the United States your birth certificate, I'm gonna do whatever I want.
Then I will just have to get rid of you.
Oh yeah? I'd like to see you try.
Well, you're going to get your wish, Mr. Blah.
What's that remote control in your hand?
This is the control for the presidential drones. When I press this button, they will fly here and shoot their nuclear warheads at the White House.
White House self-destruction drones incoming. Contact in 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6.
Ha! Ha! Now we'll see how tough, you are.
5, 4.
Oh, yeah? Bring it on! I can take anything you throw at me!
I'd, be willing to, bet that, you can't survive your atoms being pulverized with, 70 megatons of, atomic energy.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Ha ha ha.
Blob, liquidize!
The nation's first domicile is a huge smoking crater. In its center, the twitching figure of Obama tries to untwist his scorched arms and legs and crawls toward a puddle on the ground.
Looks like the president wins again.
I wouldn't be so sure. Blob, solidize.
It can't be.
Oh, but it is. I turned into atomic juice just before the explosion. The nuclear bomb didn't hurt me at all. It looks like your abomination didn't quite work out how you wanted, President Obama. Hey, what's this crap stuck to my foot? It looks like a piece of paper. It says birth certificate. Iraq Hussein Obama, born in Honolulu, October 1896. Well, hey, you were born in America after all. Oh, well, no harm, no foul. Blob, flight power, activate.
And in the air, Blob is accosted by a private jet.
What the heck? Get off my tail, I'm going the speed limit.
A window opens in the jetliner, and a fat face leans out.
Hi, Blob. I'm Blush Rimbaud, America's leader in news commentary. It seems you've finally taken out that terroristic, death-mongering, rabble-rousing, un-American despot. And by constitutional law, that means you get to replace him.
What do you mean?
You're the new president, Blob.
Wow, that's great. I can finally fulfill my dream and make everybody eat 12 dozen gallons of ice cream every day.
That's perfectly lawful once you're in office, but first, we just need to see your birth certificate to make sure you're an American citizen.
What?
Your birth certificate, Blob. Where is it?
I ain't got no birth certificate. Why the heck would I have one of those to the man?
You don't have one?
Nope. Bye. Unflashback. And that was how I learned politics and saved America, Chili Pepper Man.
President Obama just got crazier and crazier after that day, Blob. And nowadays you're lucky if you can catch him saying anything other than, "Where is it?" Seems he doesn't know where his birth certificate is anymore.
Hey, that ain't my problem. I ain't even American.
What, really?
Yep, I'm from the planet Blobton. That's why I have these amazing powers to turn into any liquid and grow to any size.
I was going to ask you about that. You told me you got your powers from getting pushed into a vat of chemicals by an alien from the Penguin Planet. But then I saw in the news last week that you said you just stayed in the shower too long.
Silly Chili Pepper Man, don't believe everything you read.
It was on the news, I didn't read it.
You're taking your news from the mainstream media, and you expect it to be truthful?
You're the one who said it, Blob.
Well, time has come for me to go on my daily patrol of the city.
Don't change the subject.
And my patrol goes faster if I'm gigantic.
I still want to know. Hey, wait! You're not planning on...
Blob, growth power, activate!
No! No, don't grow giant in my house! No!
And so the same was named by Blob. The end!
Did he just narrate the end of the show without us?
I think he did.
You know, I'm really starting to dislike that guy.
You and me both, brother.
Well, that's it for my plans for the day. Wanna go get a drink?
Yes, I need some Kahlua milk.
You need something with less sugar content than that.
Oh, you. Ha ha ha. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, I'll get a gin and tonic.